righty. Very important stuff, what you need to know regarding prescription drugs and ARP and everything else. And very, very important info coming from the top. And it is part of the Spotlight segment on Long Island this morning. And Bernie Macias, he is ARP's Associate State Director for Long Island. And Bernie, nice enough to give us a couple of minutes this morning. Bernard, how are you, sir?
I am fine. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
It is a pleasure. So there's a lot of back and forth these days regarding prescription drugs. Listen, we know that Americans pay the highest brand name drug prices in the world. Prices have been skyrocketing. Where are we at with this whole situation with ARP right now?
You are right. I mean, as you know, they've grown four times the inflation rate from year 2006 to 2017. So that's going up 8.4%. And it leaves us in a really difficult place. I mean, too many older Americans today are having to choose between medications and paying for things, important things, like food, housing, and utilities, especially on Long Island. You know, we at AARP, we surveyed American voters just between 50 and older earlier this year, and we found that 39% are not filling a prescription by their doctor, and mainly because of cost. And when you look at the multicultural segment, 48% for Hispanic Latinos and 46% for African Americans. So half of American voters today, or, you know, close to half, are not filling a prescription, and it's because of the high cost. This is hitting their pockets the hardest. So it's something that, no matter what's happening today, people are on fixed limited incomes.
Yeah.
And when drugs go up, they have to cut back on other important necessities of life. And we're hearing stories that older people are actually splitting their medications just so that it could last longer for the month.
Yeah, it's troubling. Bernie Macias is ARP's Associate State Director for Long Island, talking about prescription drugs, the costs. I mean, you know, you look at general inflation, Bernie, you know, that goes up a little bit during the period of time. Prices for the most commonly used drugs, I was reading, shot up by almost 8.5%. I mean, you know, that's where it leaves us. You know, it leaves us with, unfortunately, having to choose, you know, among other necessities, food, housing, utilities. You know, what do you do here? I know you took a survey of voters 50 and older earlier in the year, and you found, again, that 39% number did not, that's an alarming figure, did not fill a prescription, folks, mainly because of the cost. And by the way, it was 48% for Hispanics and Latinos, 46% for African Americans. So the costs are out there. Now, I would imagine, you know, one asks, all right, so what do we do about it? You know, we talk about this all the time. But really, you know, you got to keep pushing back here, I think, Bernie. You got to keep pushing back at both the state and federal levels. And hopefully you get some legislation in place, policies, that would at least try and help bring these costs down so people can afford, for crying out loud, the medications that they need.
Yeah, and that's exactly what AARP is doing. We're pushing at both the state and federal levels for legislation, and we're trying to create policies that are going to help bring prescription drug costs down so people can afford them. At the federal level, what AARP is doing, we're advocating in Washington, D.C., of course, at our national office. We're visiting our congressional reps in every state in the nation, and we're urging them to act on cutting drug prices. And right here on Long Island, our volunteers and myself, we've been meeting with our four House members and staff this month. And so we're meeting with Lee Selden, Pete King, Tom Suozzi, and Kathleen Rice. And we want to make sure that they know that this is the number one priority for AARP and for the United States. For one, some of the things that we're doing at the federal level, AARP is encouraged that the president has asked his administration to look into the safe prescription drug importation. So yeah. that's that's something that, you know, a lot of people we're finding that are buying medications online at much lower prices than from other countries, especially Canada. So there's the safe prescription drug importation from that country that we're talking about.
Yeah, it's despicable, you know, what's going on, folks, because, you know, when you read the stuff on some of these drug makers paying, okay? They are paying generic manufacturers to delay the availability of generics. I mean, that's despicable. I'm sorry. You know, this thing that, what is it called? Pay to delay deals? I think it's pay to delay deals I was reading about, Bernie. And these deals winding up, listen to this, these deals wind up to keep these generic alternatives off the market for nearly, I think the average is a year and a half, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, you're talking about, I mean, these deals are illegal, okay? And somebody's got to clamp down on these drug makers for once because they have too much free rein as far as what goes on here. You know, I mean, you have to have legislation in place that would ban these types of, you know, delay deals. You have to. And you've got to bring charges amongst those who violate. There's no doubt about it. It's disgraceful what's going on.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time now. And AARP is definitely pushing for that legislation that would ban those deals. So we're, you mentioned the pay to delay, which is definitely one of those bills. There are three bills that we're urging, AARP is urging Congress to help cut drug prices. So the first one would be Medicare to negotiate lower prices with drug companies. And right now, the Veterans Administration negotiates those lower prices, but Medicare is prohibited by law from doing so. So, again, we're trying to pass that bill that Medicare would negotiate lower prices with drug companies. The second would be another bill to cap out-of-pocket costs.
Yeah.
And then the third would be to get cheaper generic versions of the drugs. And that goes back to what you were talking about, the pay-to-delay deals.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's a tough one. It really is. And, you know, again, you ask, what can I do? You can call your state senator, the assembly member. I'm going to give you a number here. It's a toll-free number. I hope it's the right one, Bernie. Tell me if I'm wrong. I think it's 844-1-844-254. 6882. That's the number I have here. 1-844.
Yeah, that's the correct number.
Yep. 1-844-254-6882. You can also sign the online state petition that's going out by going to action.arp.org /StopRxGreedNY. Once again, action.arp.org, AARP.org /StopRxGreedNY. NY. And, you know, listen, you know, you ask, well, really, what's it going to do? If enough people react and push back, that's when you'll open up some eyes here. Because right now, like I said, you know, we're getting trounced. And you can't let that happen here. You know, we elect officials for a reason. This, a prime reason for action to be taken here.
Yep. And, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because elected officials do listen to their constituents. Every vote counts, and elected officials know that. You know, another way to also sign our petition, AARP on Long Island, we're doing a lot of different activities over the summer, and we have petition forms at our event booths. So that's another way to, you know, join us at some of these events. But also, it's a great way to send a message to your elected officials. So you can find out more about those events by just visiting aarp.org/Long Island.
Excellent. Great information, Bernie. We're going to keep on it, and hopefully we'll get some reaction from the listenership, and maybe, just maybe, we'll get a result or two here, because it's definitely needed, no question. Thanks again so much for a couple here.
Thank you so much. Right now.
There you go. It's Bernie Macias. Check. It's important info. It really is. You know, it's becoming out of hand. If you look again at general inflation, the rate, which is what, 2.1% going up, and during that time, these drug prices, you know, they don't hold steady. They shoot up. I mean, think about it. 2.1 on the general inflation, and the most commonly used drugs shot up by 8.4%. Now, where does that leave you? It leaves you with, unfortunately, many Americans, older ones especially, having to choose between these needed medications and other necessities, talking about food, talking about housing, utilities. Got to make choices. Something has to be done.